Thank you, Christine. And so we seek the Lord in a dry and weary land where there is no water. He is living water for us. He is life. We want to remember and to celebrate the one who gave his life that we might have life. You don't have to be a regular attender of this church, simply a member of the family of God who has received Christ for life as a child of the King. With those who are going to serve, if you would come at this time, we want to do this in two ways together because our fellowship is with the Lord, as we saw, through Christ. But our joy is complete together. And so this first element of the bread being passed to you, as you are prepared and you have taken a few moments to give thanks to Jesus, the one who has given you life, I invite you when you are ready in your relationship with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit to eat of the bread personally when you are ready. A few moments, I'll close that time. And if you have not done it by then, you can do that. But then I will ask for the cup, that you would hold the cup. And as we all have been served, we'll come back together and we will drink together as our joy together in Christ is made complete. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples. As you are served and ready, you may eat. Lord Jesus, we honor you as the one who has made fellowship with the Father, with you, and with the Son, or with the Spirit possible to make us each your child. We honor your work. We celebrate you in the fellowship that you have given to each one. And after supper, Jesus took the cup and he gave it to his disciples. Jesus said, "This cup represents the new covenant in his blood. And until he returns, we drink it in remembrance of him." We don't often do this, but I would invite you, if you are able, if you would stand with me. Through the work of Jesus on the cross, through his body and broken and his blood shed, I am a child of God. And you are a child of God. Would you say, "I am a child of God" with me? I am a child of God. Would you say it again? I am a child of God. Our joy is made complete, as John said, because we together are the children of God. He has not just purchased individual children, but he has made a family. And so would you say with me together, we are the children of God. We are the children of God. We are the children of God. As his children together, let us drink together. We thank you, O Lord, for making us together your children, part of your family. To those who received him, who believed in the name of Jesus, who is life, he gave the right to be called the children of God. Lord, may we grow in our amazement of this right that you have given to us through Christ, who is the life. We are the children of God. We praise you and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, our Sanctifier, our Healer, and our soon coming King. Amen and amen. As his dearly beloved children, may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord shine his beautiful face upon you, and may he give you his perfect, perfect peace. Go in his peace as his dearly beloved children. You are dismissed. Amen.